after a 5-year absence, CSU Summer Arts is back in the Valley. It's presenting a month-long series of classes and public events from June 25th through July 22nd at Fresno State. It's presented in conjunction with the College of Arts and Humanities at the university. And we have two guests from CSU Summer Arts joining us right now in our studio, Joanne Sharp, the assistant director, and Tanya Acegueda, a community relations specialist for CSU Summer Arts. Joanne, I want to start with you. First of all, welcome back to the Valley.
Thank you.
Great to have Summer Arts back here in the community. For listeners who aren't familiar with what Summer Arts is all about, give us a thumbnail sketch of what goes on at a Summer Arts event in general before we get to the specifics of what's coming up over the next month.
Sure. CSU Summer Arts is a California State University system-wide program in which we put on master classes in all the different disciplines of the arts: theater, music, dance, visual arts, media arts, literary arts. And we bring in the best artists in the world to come and teach these master classes. As part of their residencies, many of the artists will also give a public event, and that's what makes up our public event season. So all day long, students are attending classes. They are living together on campus. They are eating their meals together. They are just immersed in their art. And then just about every night of the summer, there's a different public event for them to go and see: a reading, a lecture, a play, a concert, a dance concert. So it's just a big educational and celebrational festival of the arts.
So for many years, the program was based here in Fresno. At least it's in its events. It's run out of the chancellor's office down in Long Beach. But for the last 5 years, you were at CSU Monterey. Why did Summer Arts come back to the Valley?
Summer Arts came back to the Valley. We go out to bid, actually, about every 5 years. It's a competitive bidding process. About 9 campuses actually started the bidding process, and Fresno State just came in really strong right off the bat. It was clear that this town loved having us here, and we also loved being here. It's a wonderful place to do this program, and so they won the bidding process, and here we are back again for at least another 5-year term.
So who are these students?
The students are about 65% currently enrolled Cal State students from all 23 different Cal State schools. The other 35% of our students are just artists from all over the world. Some are faculty at Cal States or the universities. Some are working professionals. Some are students at other universities. So all of them, though, are professionals or pre-professional at their craft already.
So this is a sort of a different spin on a summer school type program or a summer semester type program, not necessarily straight out of the university catalog.
No, absolutely not. The courses are 2 weeks long. They're super intense. Students will be working 8 to 16 or more hours a day specifically on their discipline. They are eating, sleeping, and breathing arts while they're working with us. And it's not, this is not where you would come and say, take a guitar class to learn to play the guitar. This is where, if you were already a near expert guitar player, you would come to get this kind of really intensive training to just take your skills to the next level.
So, Joanne, you've been with Summer Arts for a long time. Tanya, you're relatively new here as the program's coming back to Fresno. What's the community response been like with the return of Summer Arts?
You know, it's been phenomenal, actually. I go out, one of my jobs is just to kind of go out and talk about the program, and I don't even have to tell people what it is. Their faces light up, they get excited, and they say, where can I go and buy tickets? So it's been really nice to work with a group of people in a project that people love so dearly, and Fresno's ready for it to come back.
So let's go and look at some of the things that are coming up, and you have a really, really interesting lineup of different sorts of artists. You have a Latin jazz. You've got some great cinematographers. You've got the guy who blew up the original Death Star in the original Star Wars. That is quite a feat.
Right. He's not a demolitions expert. He's an effects cinematographer. But yes, he is the person in charge of blowing up the original Death Star. So yeah, and he's amazing. That Bruce Logan is his name. This is his second time coming to Summer Arts. And we just had an extraordinary time with him the last time he was here. year. And he, just as a person, exemplifies some of the magic that can happen at Summer Arts. He went out to see our student showcases, which I know we'll talk about in a little bit, to see what the students had created. And he was literally geeking out over the work that our students created. He, Bruce Logan, was passing out his business card to our students in our video projection mapping course saying, I want to talk to you. How did you do this? The work you're doing is amazing. And the students are, their heads are exploding because Bruce Logan is handing out his business card to them. And my head was exploding because this is the kind of thing that is why I've been at Summer Arts for 23 years. It never gets old. It never loses its excitement and magic, these interactions that happen.
So he'll be doing a public event. You also have Grammy Award-winning Latin jazz artist David Sanchez bringing his band to the Valley as part of this. I know Latin music is often a part of the Summer Arts curriculum. What's going on there?
That's a very exciting Latin jazz concert that we're doing. You know, this town loves that. And we actually have sort of a couple other offerings. We're doing a percussion course in the second 2 weeks also that really focuses on Afro-Cuban, Afro-Caribbean, Afro-Brazilian rhythm. So that's got another, you know, fun salsa samba bent. And then our dance concert on June 26th with Contratiempo. It is not Latin jazz, but Contratiempo is an urban Latin dance company, and they blew me away the last time I saw them. So that's just another, you know, culturally exciting event.
So we've only got a couple minutes left. Okay. I want to hit a couple more things, though. Okay. The culmination concerts, what are those all about?
So every summer arts course, and there are 18 of them going on at Fresno State this year, will culminate in a student presentation of what they've been doing for the past 2 weeks. These are going to be exhibits or readings or concerts or dance performances or theatrical performances or shows of their animation. They're free. They're open to the public. They happen all day long on July 7, 8, 21, and 22. And it's just a chance to come to campus, walk around, visit a whole bunch of different events, and see the really extraordinary work that our students have created.
So you have the public events, you have the culminations. Those are all open to the public, but enrollment is still open also. If people want more information about that or any of this, what should they do?
Well, they should start by going to csusummerarts.org and getting all the information. There are links that you can click for the classes, and it says really clearly on the class list which classes are still open and which are closed at this point. And then there's a link where they can click to view the public events calendar. Tickets are also on sale now. They can just click straight through and start buying tickets for the public events.
Again, it's June 25th through July 22nd at Fresno State. CSU Summer Arts returning to the Valley after 5 years away. Some great public events and student performances. Joanne Sharp, Assistant Director of Summer Arts, and Tanya Asageda, Community Relations Specialist for the group. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Joe.